Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Larry Elliott. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Altman. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jesse Gonder. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Charlie Smith. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Fisher. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jack Fisher. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Billy Cowan. Batting second. The second baseman, Joey Amalfitano. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Len Gabrielson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dick Burkell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lou Burdett. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Lou Burdett. And now, play ball. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Elliott moves to second. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a fly ball into right field. Gabrielson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan takes first base on ball four. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Gonder for a passed ball. Cowan moves to second. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cowan moves to third. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Christopher. Santo reaches second base with a double. Cowan scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Amalfitano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gonder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Burdett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burdett hits a line drive into center field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a pop-up towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Elliott hits a fly ball into right field. Gabrielson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a line drive into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cowan hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano is 0-for-1 in the game. Amalfitano hits a fly ball into center field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Fisher. Williams moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. Altman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Altman reaches second base with a double. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-1 in the game. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Amalfitano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Altman moves to third. One out. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Burdett covering, for the out. Altman scores. Two outs. It's Mets, 1, Cubs, 1. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gabrielson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0-for-1 in the game. Bertel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gabrielson moves to second. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rogers hits a pop-up into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Burdett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burdett is 0-for-1 in the game. Burdett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cowan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with Fisher covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan bunts towards the mound. Burdett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Elliott hits a line drive into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fisher moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano is 0-for-2 in the game. Amalfitano hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks juggles the ball. That's an error on Banks. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-2 in the game. Christopher bunts towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Amalfitano covering, for the out. Altman moves to second. One out. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gonder hits a pop-up towards short. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Altman trying to get to home. Williams throws the ball into Bertel, who tags Altman, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gabrielson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. Gabrielson moves to second. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rogers hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Burdett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burdett is 0 for 2 in the game. Burdett hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 2 in the game. McMillan hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fisher strikes out. Two outs. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Elliott hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Amalfitano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cowan hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano is 0 for 3 in the game. Amalfitano bunts, foul, towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a line drive into left field. Altman picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Altman. Cowan goes all the way around to score. Santo moves to second. It's 2-1, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 3 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Santo moves to third. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Gabrielson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hunt hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a pop-up towards short. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Altman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-2 in the game. Christopher hits a pop-up towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bertel strikes out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rogers hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gonder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Burdett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burdett is 0-for-3 in the game. Burdett hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Cubs. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cowan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gonder hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bertel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Cubs. Tim Harkness pinch hits for Roy McMillan. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burdett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hawk Taylor pinch hits for Jack Fisher. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 3, and New York Mets, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.